Greetings and blessings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. Today we've got a great message, a great lesson. We are going to be talking makeover, extreme makeover, God's extreme makeover, and the incredible hope that we have in that extreme makeover, both now and forever. First of all, I want to share a little personal testimony. Some of you have been following along with me on this journey to remodel our bathroom to make it more accessible. Calling it Access This. Because for any of you who've gone through any kind of renovation on your home, you know what a trying experience that can possibly be. But gosh, I had a little bit of a fall in the one that we updated for me 14 years ago, but that now is totally inaccessible to me. So my incredible beloved husband, Larry Leon Thacker Jr., is allowing us to update the other bathroom in our home to make it more accessible. Because, you know, when you go to the shower, you don't want to have to call the fire department to come and rescue you every time you fall. That only needed to happen once for me to convince me, now's maybe the time. Maybe now is God's perfect timing. So we're going to be talking about transformation today. Amen. One of my favorite topics. And the Lord never ceases to amaze me with giving me plenty of material to talk about. So let's start. Let's switch the slide for whomever is helping. And we're going to go to Ephesians. Of course, Paul had 4 epistles in the New Testament. I had a friend tell me how to remember them. Galathphilco. What does that stand for? Gal for Galatians. F for Ephesians. Phil for Philippians. And Co for Colossians. Little bit of tidbit there. No extra charge. But we're going to go to the book of Ephesians. Going to go to the 4th chapter, verse 24. I'm reading from the New American Standard. And put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? But here's the deal. We are totally cool with, quote unquote, putting on something, right? Like we're putting on a pair of shoes. Like we're trying on shoes or clothes. No. That's not what we're talking about here. In fact, there's a couple of shows I've been watching. Trading Spaces. Does anyone watch that? I believe it's on the Home and Garden Network. You and your neighbor decide that you are going to fix up one of the rooms in their home. Just one. But you have no say over what they're going to do. So, I mean, it gets interesting and it's funny. And we're comfortable with a little giving the keys for one room. Right? And then there's a lot of advertisements. You might see them for a product called Bath Fitter. And it's simply a tub. You order and you slap it on top of the old one. No, you don't tear out the old one. You just put it on top. Ta-da! Like, new bath, just like that. But, you know, frankly, when it comes to things that God's trying to remodel, I think we settle for remodeling when God's thinking extreme makeover, amen? You know, because the Lord, our awesome Lord, is showing me in a very up-close and personal, extremely personal way, He is simply not satisfied with renovation. What He demands is total resurrection. So let's change the slide, whomever's doing that, and then I thank you. Because here's the deal, peeps. Before we have a resurrection, you gotta have a crucifixion. We just got through with celebrating Resurrection Day, Easter. But it's Resurrection Day. It's not Easter. It's not bunnies and candy. It's resurrection from the dead. It's complete, extreme, total makeover. And that's what we're talking about. But here's the good news. You only have to do it once. You don't have to renovate. Once God renovates you, you're done for eternity. Praise God. Okay, we should be on the slide now from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15, we're going to go verse 42 through 45. This particular one that I picked up is from the NIV, which is also a good version if you use that. I once had a study Bible. It's all good. It's all God's word, all right? So let's read. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown in is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. I don't know if any of you listen to Truth for Life. It's the ministry of Alistair Begg, who just happens to have been my parents' pastor for many, many years. He is out of Chagrin Falls, Ohio. Well, I don't think he's in Chagrin, but he's in Ohio. And he's doing a series now on the radio, AFR radio, called What Now? Living in the Light of the Risen Christ. And he's explaining, you know, about this transformation. And, you know, we sort of wrestle with it a little bit and we talk about it and think about it. And then we move on. After Resurrection Day's over, off we go thinking about other stuff. But here's the significance of the necessity of doing the transformation, of being resurrected. He's talking about, he's making the analogy for those with children. I don't have children, but I remember doing this with my parents. Getting dressed for church, and you present yourself, and your parents take one look at you and say, "You are not going out like that." Has anyone had that happen? Yeah. But what Alistair Begg is talking about, and you know, here while we're talking about resurrection and this new body, we, you know, of course we're focused because we're here in the land of the living and have these very perishable bodies, and things are going, you know, things are, in fact, we do a lot to try to keep this body healthy, understandably so. But the fact is, you can't get in there looking like this. These perishable bodies, heaven is inaccessible to us until we make that transformation. Amen? So this is our hope and glory that we have a whole new realm awaiting us. And we're looking forward to that. But the tension is, we're still here. We're still in the land of the living. And we're not there yet. But I want, you know, to really sort of wrap up this whole discussion about this extreme makeover by really talking to you about an extreme makeover that's, you know, happening right in front of us. And I did ask Cindy Terrell for permission to share some of the insights that she has been texting to me during this process. Of course, we know Brother Tim had a stroke. He is recovering. And we are all praying for him. I know he has quite a prayer chain going, I'm sure. But, you know, this is the thing, is this is the kind of painful transition that we go through in this world, but we have this incredible hope in this resurrection that we will one day see. But I just, you know, I wanted to share with you, because this is so awesome, that Cindy is going through this, and we are, you know, all praying. And I just, some of the things she has shared, I'm going to try to pull that up. Just because I can see that even in the midst of this tragedy, and it is a tragedy, and we are praying, that the Lord is yet shining His glory through Cindy and through Tim. And how awesome that is. Let me look. I should have printed this out. Okay, let me share this. He understands when I talk to him. This was right after this happened. So I told him that there are prayers out for him and that everybody is wishing him well. She says, God is in control and He knows. I am very proud of Tim right now. Oh, how awesome is that? To be able to say that even in the midst, we're trusting God. You know, because the command is, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Right? It's not understand. You didn't command me to understand. He commanded me to trust Him. So that's what we want to do. You know, because if it were not for the resurrection, this resurrection, this huge, the most important thing, in my humble opinion, and that of many others, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important thing that has ever happened in history. The most important transformation in history. Without it, if there were not a resurrection, Christianity falls apart. It completely falls apart. Why have any hope if He was not resurrected? Why have any hope if the tomb wasn't empty? But it is empty. And it remains empty. And there's our hope. Truly, we have the best news ever. Jesus is alive. Praise God. And that is good news that is simply too good not to share. And I want to just say a special prayer for Tim, for Cindy and Tim and their fam. And I'd really like Pastor Thacker to do that. If that would be okay, Pastor Thacker, that you would wrap up this section with a prayer. I might even be brave enough to attempt it if I were there. But I'm just going to thank the Lord and hand it over to you. So thank you, Lord. I thank you for showing me these things in my life that I can share with others, that show your glory. We give the glory to you, Lord. We just simply pray for the courage, for the strength, and for the wisdom to make manifest in our lives your glory, so that we can truly be a beacon of hope in a world that doesn't have anything else to hope in. We put our trust in you. We know it's for your glory. And we praise you and we thank you. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.